I'm Daniel Chacon. Welcome to this week's edition of Words on a Wire, when my guest is Keith Leonard, whose first book, Ramshackle Odes, just came out with Mariner Books. It is a fantastic collection, and I gotta say, and maybe I emphasize this a little too much, but when you have a first book that comes out with a publisher like Mariner Books, you probably want to pay attention. There's got to be something good. And this is certainly the case. And I'm positive that this book is going to get a lot of attention, and we're going to hear a lot from this poet, Keith Leonard. We're talking to him from his backyard. We're talking to him as he's sitting in his garden. It's going to be a great interview. As I was reading his book of poems, it's kind of interesting because his book seems to be driven by language, by the sound of a sentence. And if you follow language like most creative writers do, whether they're fiction writers or poets, whether they write memoirs or plays, we often follow language into a fictional landscape or a poetic landscape. And as we're following language, we encounter images that strike us or that have stricken us in the past and somehow find a way to come out in the language, in the rhythm. So, for example, I remember I was driving home one afternoon, and in the middle of a concrete road, there was a crack, and in that crack, a really beautiful little flower somehow had managed to stick its way through. And I was initially struck by the image, but later on, as I started to think about it, of course, the metaphorical possibilities of that image began to just kind of fall on me. Like, okay, yeah, it's a metaphor for no matter how hard the road, beauty will prevail or whatever. You can attach any kind of meaning to it. But the point is, when we write followed by language and when we are stricken by images and they show up in our work, they are going to have metaphorical qualities. They are going to have archetypal meaning. And whether you want it or not, as the writer, people are going to read metaphor into your images. It doesn't matter what it is. And oftentimes when we're struck by an image as writers, I'm speaking to the writers, as we're struck by an image and it appears in our work, we may not be able to help that the reader is going to attach a meaning to it that we did not intend. That's absolutely going to happen. The best a writer can do is try to de-emphasize a particular metaphor if it doesn't work with the entire meaning or the entire rhythm of a piece. And I'll give you an example. My very first successful story was called Spring Break. And it was based on a story a friend told me. She always told me these stories about her dumb cousins. That's how she used to say it. She had dumb cousins. They were always doing dumb things. And she said one time they tried to kill a cow. They tried to steal a cow. So they went out in rural Fresno and they found this cow pasture. They grabbed a cow. They somehow killed it and managed to get it in the back of their truck. And when they got it home to Fresno, and they lived in the barrio, they were urban boys. They got it in the backyard. The idea sounded great. Let's have some carne asada on the barbecue. But once they got it into the backyard, they didn't know what to do with it. They didn't know how to slaughter a cow. And so they tried and they used various instruments, but really all they were left with was, I don't want to describe it, but you get the point. And they weren't able to use any of the meat. I thought that was really a fascinating image. These, you know, naive city boys, naive not in the city ways, but naive in the country ways, thinking they're going to have a barbecue if they steal a cow. So I wrote a story about it, and it was one of my very first successful stories. It got a publisher right away. But as I was reading the story, I had had these boys kill a cow. And the scene where they start to kill the cow is rather violent. And I won't describe it. You could look it up. It's in my book, Chicano Chicanery. But they're stabbing at the cow. They're beating it with a bat. They're doing all these horrible, horrible things to the cow because they think this is how you slaughter a cow. And as I was reading it, I thought, oh my gosh, I did not intend this, but I guarantee there are going to be some readers who are going to think of a cow as a feminine symbol. And these boys attacking with such fury the cow is not a meaning that I want attached to my story. In fact, I want it to be more about alienation, cultural alienation. And I wanted it to be that when they attack the cow with such anger, they're really attacking themselves, or they're attacking their place in society, which is a place of the disenfranchised. But I knew some people are going to say, oh, that's a feminine symbol, because a cow, quite frankly, whether I like it or not, whether Daniel Chacon intends it or not, is going to be taken by some as a symbol of the female, a symbol of motherhood, a feminine symbol. And I didn't want that reading, so I changed it to a white steer. And it made a lot more thematic sense. If you think about it, these boys, these brown boys, these Vario boys attacking a white steer, now it has another level of meaning that the reader can attach to it about ethnic alienation, cultural alienation. And so my point is, as I'm reading poems and as I read literature and as I encounter these images, I try to understand that the writer may have been struck by an image, but will not necessarily bring the same meaning to that image that I will. And as a writer, that's very important for me to understand. If I am struck by an image, whether it's a flower pushing its way through the concrete or two urban boys going out and slaughtering cattle so they can have a barbecue, you have to be aware these images have power, have archetype, have metaphor, have meaning beyond the original intention or what struck the writer in the first place. Anyway, talk about language and images and archetype. Keith Leonard's book is full of beautiful and sometimes even disturbing images. And we're going to talk to him about how he writes his poetry and why he writes poetry. I'm Daniel Chacon. Stick around and we'll talk to Keith Leonard.